Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Watch this! Jump in my ride, go to the post office, jump out the ride, to buy one stamp, put that stamp on the letter. Send a letter to the one I love. God, tell me, who do you love? I tell you, I love nobody. Chicago, Canep, Juju, Brown. Gal, where you're coming from? Dumbbell, sound, song, and you get it. You mustn't take me silly. Jump in the ride. Go to the landmark. Jump out the ride. Pick out one spot. Save my money.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Good morning, good morning, good yawning this morning. And I want to say thank you to all of the birthday wishes so far for the morning. Thank you very much. Listen, if you get a gift for me, right, here's what to do with it. Well, of course, if it's a significant amount of money, bring it straight to me. But really, if you feeling good and you want to give me a gift today, here's what to do. Take it to one of the children's homes. Make sure it's a child-appropriate gift. If you got some fruit you wanted to share with me, go find someone in your community that would really smile and enjoy one early mango or some late tamarind or some surprise scarlet plum or star fruit or some mulberry or cherry on the ground, because it won't stop raining. Dilly, dilly, dilly everywhere. It is such a wonderful, wonderful time to be alive, even if I have now officially entered the stage of old woman. And I want to apologize for that leisure tours driver to turn right on red this morning. I can't help it now that I'm an old person. I just can't help it. I can only see the things that we need to pay attention to. And if you had done it yesterday, I may not have seen you. But now that I am 46 and I have to rule and do what I know I ought to do when I know I ought to do it, well, the two of us, we stuck together. I got to say good morning to my guest, Mr. Cecil Newry, who is joining me on this fine May the 4th be with you. Morning, Mr. Newry.
Good yawning this morning. I love using that phrase, actually.
Yeah, man. Look here, that's from, you know where I got that from? That from The Spot, 242.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
When will The Spot be doing its next production?
Well, listen, this year is the 20th anniversary of The Spot. Mm-hmm. And all of its iterations. And I know for certain, trying to organize to get the founders and all of the iterations, all of the generations of spotters on the show to talk about it and then see if we're doing something big. What I think we're going to do, though, is prepare a showcase for the 50th anniversary.
I'm just thinking about that now. Perhaps you can petition the Minister of Culture, the Ambassador of Cultural Affairs, and have them co-produce a one of the sport production.
Absolutely.
It's part of Bohemian culture in terms of improv, acting, and skits and comedy. Definitely that should be included into the storytelling of what the Bahamas is and who the Bohemians are.
Yeah, man. We need to get Catelyn and friends. Mm-hmm. And like I say, the spot in all of its iterations, from its formation with Thoughtcatcher, at King and Knights, Thoughtcatcher Productions, The Spot 242, all of our creative writers and playwrights in mm-hmm. Grand Bahama, mm-hmm. right? Like there's just a whole theater industry down there. The government should get all us together
yeah.
and tell them, look here, we're going to need a multitude a variety of
a themed oriented
right.
type concept.
And we need some for the tourists. Mm-hmm. We need some for young people. We need some for older Bahamians and a family audience. We need something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, you can't do it without.
Well, this 50th anniversary next year, I anticipate it to be a cultural bonanza, an explosion. Everything cultural should be happening.
When you think about extravaganza, and see, the reason I would wait, right, for this grand display is because this year the spot only could be 20, and somebody could turn around and tell us we can't drink no alcohol, right? I wait till we 21 and we grown, mm-hmm. we can join in on the national celebration. But see, so like I say, I got a call on the line, and that caller must know that after we finish going through the headlines, we're going to play the How Bahamian Are You game show. The funnest thing to do on my birthday. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller. Are you still there?
Good morning, Miss Green.
Hi. How you doing?
Good morning, Miss Green. You know what this is?
Yes, sir.
And you know you're celebrating your birthday event?
Yeah, you tell me. I know I'm celebrating my birthday with the late Cleveland Aeneas II, a.k.a. Fritzy, a.k.a. my uncle and a half, a.k.a. family to the sport 242. But tell me all the other people.
But this person 71 today, and you celebrating your birthday with the great Bucket Mouth Sparky?
Well, listen, producer, at some point, you gave fine ancient man happy birthday for me. I hope that's your favorite, because that's my favorite.
And also, it's my birthday again, B-E-R-T, birthday.
Yes, yes, yes.
Not no birth, it's birthday.
Absolutely.
Uncle Boy to death?
Yeah.
It's my birthday before your birthday. You celebrating with me, I celebrating with you.
I got you, sir.
I older than you, going.
Yes, sir. But listen, since you said that, I hope you know you in charge of the cake and the gifts. And not rum. I'm too young to drink rum. But the things, you in charge. Look at that. I tell Sparky in charge of the things, and he cut me on my birthday. Well, look here. Happy, happy birthday, Sparky. Thank you, texters. No, man, we can't play any 50 Cent song. It's your birthday. It's Bahamian or nothing today. Make y'all, I don't want y'all to be confused. I need only Bahamian gifts. Scarlet Plum, Tamarind. Any early Ganep. Oh, I hope we have Ganep this year. I hope we have Ganep. So Cecil, there were some headlines that I felt important that we just run through. We don't have to delve into them. But we just can't let the day or the week pass without touching these stories. And I know Morning Blend has covered most of them, but I wanted to touch them again. Some of them I think are extremely important. For us to acknowledge. Disaster Preparedness Month is May.
Good.
Yeah, that's good. I don't know if 1 month is enough time for people to prepare. I think that while Disaster Preparedness Month is May, we shouldn't be waiting until May to ramp up our awareness and preparation exercises mm-hmm. for hurricane season, especially when our meteorologists are telling us that storms are predicted to occur or produce earlier than the season officially begins, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what I'm concerned about and why we need to mention this story. In the news over the last few days, what has come to light is that, A, there are no purpose-built shelters in the Bahamas. That means there's no building that was designed to be a hurricane shelter. I think that's what that means.
That's what it seems to mean.
I don't understand.
I am definitely concerned, you know. I am concerned because it seems as if they're not taking the strength, the strongness of these hurricanes seriously. Especially after the last hurricane when one of the storm shelters collapsed. We have had a history of storm shelters collapsing. And when I say storm shelters, I'm talking about designated churches,
yeah,
right, which was not made for hurricanes,
right?
And we've known that from the Dorian, we've had places where people had to seek refuge, even in terms of living in a long period of time. The building could not serve properly mm-hmm. as a hurricane shelter or anything like that. So now we need to start being purposeful in regards to building a sound place that can protect Bahamians. And it's been like 3 years since Dorian.
Yeah.
And we haven't made one pivot step toward solving our issues.
Right. And knowing historically we're in a hurricane zone, knowing what that means, what it means is that you are limited or relegated to a particular type of foreign investment because people are concerned that a hurricane will come through and destroy their investment. Mm-hmm. Right? When you talk in agriculture, it's not just that, oh, my factory, like I read a story, one of the largest farms in the U.S. right now is a couple, like 27 million square feet on 60 acres, only 60 acres of land. Now, that may be a typo. That may really supposed to be 600 acres. But imagine that all of that tech and infrastructure is wiped out in a storm.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You lost your investment. Who's going to insure that in a hurricane belt? But we haven't even talked about the impact on the land. So even if I could write a check and replace my factory, replace my food factory, my tech growth space in 6 months, how long will it take for the other factors to right themselves, right? Where am I accessing my water from? Is my water supply going to be contaminated as a result of storm activity, right? If a part of my grow is external, or if I'm using a shade house structure, but I'm growing in the ground may not be arable. The ground may be unable to grow things in for years. And what does that mean for my investment? You know, even the conch farm idea. What happens if you're on year 5 of your conch farm investment and then a hurricane comes in and displaces all of the conch that you were growing, right? And so we could see, we've seen how this hurricane zone, this geographic dynamic has hindered the development of business, right? But you can't let it hinder the development of your people. You can't say, well, look here, the storm only could come through and build and knock down the building, so why we could build it anyway? You know that the vast majority of your people cannot afford to build structures that are Hurricane 4, Category 4 and Category 5 and Category Dorian, which was beyond 5.
Yes.
You know, you are obligated to make sure these things happen.
And I will hasten to remind you that it's now mandatory to evacuate when the government says to evacuate. But evacuate to where? There aren't any storm shelters built. It's like we are in some kind of vacuum and that no one is addressing the core issues that we're going through.
And we come at it like, well, you ain't got nowhere to go in the mandatory evacuation. Well, that's your business.
That's your business.
You had to go to the shelter and somebody molest you?
That's your business.
Oh, that's your business. You should have gone and studied in school harder, hey?
Yeah.
And then you could afford to go fly to Canada when the storm is coming, hey?
Or stay in a hotel.
You know, it just, it's almost as if politicians forget the primary purpose of this job.
Mm.
It's to save the people. And look here, that takes me to something that wasn't on the list. I don't want to shock you. I want to say to whoever wrote this headline in the top fold of The Guardian this morning, thank you. This is the best birthday gift.
Which headline that is?
Some MPs, quote, not aware, close quote, they had to file disclosures.
Impossible.
I'm telling you.
No, it's impossible.
I'm telling you. Why? Because isn't that on the form when you nominate and they say, listen, remember, now when you if you get elected, we need all your business. They don't say that on the form?
Such is impossible, Aaron, though. It's impossible. Now, most of the MPs, particularly on the PLP side, are in cabinet.
Yeah.
Right? So you're trying to say that they didn't notice anyone else filling out their form, that they said, wait, what y'all doing over there?
Right. You y'all eating, but y'all supposed to be eating lunch. Why are you working?
No, why are you working? You know, what you filling out?
But surely the secretary to the cabinet.
The prime minister didn't mention anything.
Would have come out and pinch somebody and say where your form is.
The chairman didn't mention anything. There was no group huddle to say, hey, by the way, March soon come. Don't forget.
Anyway.
They determined not to tell anybody.
Yeah.
Is that something wrong, man?
But this, I don't understand it because I'm certain that the PLP, in their roll-up to the election, indicated that they held training sessions for all of their candidates.
They did.
One of those sessions focused on parliamentary procedures and rules, and certainly they would have covered disclosures under that. But I want to say thank you to Mr. Victor Cooper. Obviously, you trying to help people save face.
It looks like he needs to move then. We need to replace him.
Right, because surely he's the commission chairman for the Public Disclosures and Commission. That's what he does?
Yeah, and see, people, Bahamian people have been vexed for, let's see, over 10 years about disclosure.
Yeah.
It's been a pin, a sore point.
Yes.
Right? And we've been pushing and complaining. The last chairman, I'm not going to call his name, Laroto, on the air, right?
Yeah.
We was complaining to him that, hey, you seem to be lackadaisical when it comes to enforcing the law. But Laroto explained himself, saying he reports, is up to the leader of the opposition and up to the prime minister now to do something about it. And now we come across another seemingly lackadaisical chairman. And I am concerned. Like, they don't take the job seriously.
Or maybe they don't understand what the job is. Mm. Like, you were supposed to hold people to account.
But at least you bring it up. The idea that he brought it up.
So the reporters didn't ask him. He just...
We assume. And did he call any names? I didn't get to read the article. Because part of the job is you should at least call the names.
I ain't no snitch.
You know?
I beat drum all my life.
At least let us appreciate who is delinquent. Even if you can't enforce any conditions on them, at least call the name. So like some name and shame.
No, there's not a name.
Not a dear name. Mention it? Why does it keep it secret? Keep it secret. Don't tell nobody.
Yeah, because I mean, we don't care.
No.
Or what I mean, and what to do is, like, go help some young men out. Go to the courts. Go to the courts and tell, you know, go and be, don't be a lawyer because you're not a lawyer. Mm. Like, just be an aide. And then when they up before the court, say, Your Honor, they didn't know that smoking cannabis next to the school was illegal. They just didn't know.
They didn't know.
Or, you know, they didn't know that you can't sell alcohol next to school. They didn't know. Don't fine them for it or the people who gave them the license to do it. Or, you know, go to the courts. We're not talking about the matter. We're just talking about the fact that it's before the courts and say, listen, the people who are trained to take care of children, they didn't know that the laws that govern them say they can't be the jury.
They didn't know.
They just didn't know. They weren't aware.
No.
Right. Anyway, I thought that the facts do not support that was going to be the most outrageous thing I read this week, but it turns out that it's not.
It's not.
No.
I'm concerned about that.
Listen, I can be honest with you. First of all, did you know that the Bahamas Department of Correctional Services has a work scheme or a work program?
I'm aware of it.
Right.
And the reason why I'm aware, I remember I grew up in the city.
Right.
So it's oftentimes I see persons who I thought was on remand out and they work it. So it's just a natural thing.
But I used to see it too, but I thought they would wear a uniform.
No, these are people who are about to be released. And they have a certain, like, 9-to-5 that they can prove that they go to work and they sang and they come back and sleep.
Hold on. What do you mean? The prison doesn't, the prison doesn't facilitate them getting the job?
I'm not sure how they get the job, but let me give an example.
Yeah, yeah.
There is a place on Gladstone Road that import food items.
Yeah, yeah.
They tend to hire those persons who are near release to work on their trucks.
Right.
Right? And at the end of their work time, they go back to the prison and sign back in and spend the night. But they work like a 9-to-5 job there.
So I just got two questions. Are these people monitored real time? Like, do they wear an ankle bracelet that's monitored real time? Or
I do not know. But these are people who have like less than 6 months.
Yeah, no, that's
but
cool.
But if you have you don't run away and escape, eh?
I mean, surely that's a part of the reason why you've been allowed to join the program is because we feel that you're not going to risk that which you have gained or achieved so far by running away. But it's, why wouldn't you if you have access to it to protect the integrity of the program and to protect the good prisoners from wayward or rogue prisoners? Mm. It just seemed like sense. But I have another question, and I just wanted to, I would imagine that the state needs to be intimately involved in the assigning of jobs, right? Mm-hmm. Or in the process of getting a job or achieving that employment, because I would not want somebody who is affiliated or was prior affiliated with a gang, or even for it, there's so many things. I would want to be concerned about where they were working.
I'm sure that's part of it. You have to say, well, I get a job here. And they have to, because you have to sign in and out.
Right. But see, I wouldn't want to say to a prisoner, oh, it's great that you got a job there, but you can't have, you can't, we can't authorize that because of the location. Hmm. I would want there to be a liaison at the beginning of the, I don't want to disappoint prisoners.
Hmm.
I'm trying to facilitate them being on the work program, but I wouldn't want somebody to be denied a placement at the last minute, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to wait for another quarter, or they have to wait for another enrollment of prisoners into the program.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that it's a well-tuned system where as soon as you put that name in, I know this is not going to work because this is too close to this area and it's unsafe for you to be there.
I just remind you that this is 21/7. Every place is too close, eh?
That's part of the problem.
Yeah, I mean, there's no place far in Nassau.
Right, but see, I like the idea of people working at the big place where they're not necessarily interacting with the public. And in fact, the public can't just find them. You can't just go on property. You can't just go into the back, right? That person is safe from anybody that may be trying to come and find them because you can't just walk upon them. But to be working at a gas station out in the open could represent a technical problem that the state should be aware of and have a strategy to deal with before.
Mm-hmm.
Because the state is responsible for the safety of those people. And then you and I, we're responsible as a taxpayer for paying out any monies owed. Well, it was just something that was just something that got me. Producer, somebody's saying, let's turn up the volume, turn up the volume. All right, so there are a couple more stories. The Bahamas Nurses Union is in the news this week. I was very concerned because I heard a couple of things. One, that the union was leasing AC over the last few months. I can't believe that. That don't make any sense. Second, I'm sure I heard, but I could be mistaken, that there's a concern for mold and rodents at PMH.
Interesting.
Very troubling. I also heard, but may be incorrect, that there are nurses out with respiratory issues, and they're still waiting on results of their assessments, but that it's possible that a nurse has already been told that mold has been detected in her lungs. I just need y'all to figure this thing out, because a couple of weeks ago we read in the paper, Minister of Agriculture, Fisheries, Family Island Affairs, saying that they were preparing to build two hospitals in Eleuthera,
mm-hmm.
all in the south.
Yep,
it don't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
We need a white paper on the new PMH hospital. But I need to ask you another question: why is Sam Bankfried in the Bahamas building another hotel, intending to build another hotel, when he could intend to build a hospital?
What do you have against hotels? If the foreign investor say he wants to come in the Bahamas and invest and build a hotel, do you tell him no?
Yes.
And run them and say, no, I don't need your money?
I don't need your hotel.
But then money. he just leaves.
Let's build a hotel for sick people. I agree with you. We need a hotel.
Government builds hotels for sick people. The investor builds whatever he wants to invest in.
You know, no.
See, I have one, $10, right?
So, yeah.
And I plan to go buy Kentucky with that.
Yeah.
You can't tell me I need to go buy a McDonald's. That's my $10.
You're right.
You go buy your McDonald's with your money.
Right, you're right.
Yeah. So,
but you're a citizen. If you're not a citizen, I would tell you, buddy, you could come here and you could build anything you want with your money, because it's your money.
Yes.
Once it's a hospital.
See,
it don't even have to look like a hospital, but once it's a hospital.
See, that don't make that. No. It don't work like that. That's why we ain't building in Grand Bahama now. Can't try and forcing people to go there. No.
You mean telling people that they have to follow the standard that we've set through years and years of
dying working.
Of dedicated community and communal work of developing a national development plan, well, and you're going to have to adhere to that?
You can present a development plan, and the investor can consider what's in there and say, okay, I your goals and my goals align. But if they want to build a hotel, they let them build a hotel. And we'll have several hotels planned. We should be building one in Coral Harbor any minute now.
I mean, you're right, because there's like nothing for me to become prime minister and just turn your hotel into a hospital. I could just do that.
I mean, just take the people home.
I mean, the same. They just come in and turn the country into a plantation. It can't be that hard, Cecil. It can't be that hard.
Can't just take people's things.
You sure? Because they come in and take ours all the time. Mm. I'm going to try it their way.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it their way.
Let's get some jobs.
Anyway, listen, the gun and gang violence just continues to rise. And I often quip on the show that, look, we're not making guns here.
No.
So we're safe. But it turns out that somebody is modifying guns and making guns more powerful than they were before.
Interesting.
So I was incorrect. I was obviously wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We need to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But I have a better idea. Let us take those by them to mm-hmm. BPL. If they could do that, if they could turn an old rusty 7-bullet gun into a 57-piece automatic weapon, mm-hmm. then surely they could turn BPL into a company that generates electricity for its customers.
Sound like an idea?
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Or send them to BTC.
They're already going to be, they graduate. That's how they're able to make the guns.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So I want to apologize. Obviously, I didn't understand.
There you go.
I didn't understand. Okay, two more stories in the news that we have to just mention. Dad denies making daughter masturbate at gunpoint. I hope this is the story that causes us to focus seriously on child protection. Now, note the headline that I read. He denies it. It is an allegation. It has not been proven in the court. We cannot say that this is what actually happened, but that this accusation has come before the courts is a clear indicator that we are well far from where we're supposed to be, Bahamas. Followed by the second headline, deacon accused of child sex crime denied bail. But the father was not denied bail. I think he got $7,500 bail. I don't know if he could pay it. I hope that perhaps he can't pay it. But the whole point of bail is that you're innocent until you are proven guilty.
I wonder why one has got bail and the other didn't.
It's just about your lawyer. I think it's simply the quality of your lawyer.
Mm.
Yeah, your lawyer's ability to engage the court. That's it.
Mm.
That's all. Producer, let me read these texts. Look at the MPs who say they didn't know they had to disclose their financial status. Sad, and the cycle continues. Headlines this morning. MPs are requesting a further extension to declare their financial status. Do we really want better for this country? What's up, Bahamas? Happy birthday, Aaron. When governments say no shelter, they mean for Category 5. Our shelter in the Bahamas is only for a Cat 3 or Cat 4. But they're supposed to do buildings now for Cat 5. No, I think they're saying that there is no building that
designated
was built. When the architectural plans were approved, it was designed to be a hurricane shelter primarily.
And I see the texter mentioned that we have hurricane shelters. We do not have hurricane shelters. We have buildings that we use as hurricane shelters. Churches.
Right.
You know, halls, they're not hurricane shelters. They have one and two bathrooms. Surely a hurricane shelter should have more than one and two bathrooms.
And I don't know how to say this. If you are accepting a paycheck that is commensurate with what your colleagues would receive in a developed world, then we are expecting the delivery of a service commensurate with the product delivered in the developed world. Bahamians should not be forced into substandard, nasty spaces, and then government officials turn and look at them and say, well, what more do you want with your poorly planned out life?
Be satisfied.
Right. Your job is to make sure that it has happened. That you have not completed the purpose-built hurricane shelter in Abaco 2 years post-Dorian is
nor started.
Not even started yet. I thought maybe somebody went out there and dig up the ground and pour some concrete on the ground.
Nothing. I mean, they didn't even clear the space.
So I need you all to see the optics. The optics. A picture of the prime minister breaking ground with a young billionaire.
Wearing short pants.
A non-matching short set with dirty tennis. Breaking ground on the headquarters site with the intention of building another hotel. You could have gotten that man to build the hurricane shelters all across the Bahamas. We lack vision. We lack empathy. We lack respect for our fellow man.
No sense of urgency.
Absolutely. I need to get a sense of urgency about this game, though. Same games, different players. They know they had to do it. Just ain't care because nothing will happen. Tex, hurricane season is here. Ministry of Works, please get busy and make sure all drains in Nassau and our family islands are cleaned and cleared. Work time should be done year-round, but we know how it goes. Listen, people getting ready to swim through New Providence today. It is raining. Please get at it. Texter with the last numbers, 462, your message was too big, it didn't come in. Another text, wait, Aaron. The Pope tells some official, don't be Putin's altar boy. You think that's an appropriate analogy for the Pope to make?
I caught it. I caught that joke.
Listen, I don't think the Pope should say anything about war until he officially declares that somebody needs to start paying Africans reparations.
Look where you're going.
And whatever is going on in Palestine is genocide. But y'all don't want to talk about that either. So we got a caller on the line. Cecil, good morning. Caller, you're on the clock.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
The public disclosure situation.
Yes, sir.
Been going on for years. Even the commission itself don't follow the law. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, who gives the commission chairperson authority to extend the time for the persons who are required by law to make their declaration to the commission, the authority to extend, to give an extra extension other than what the law provides for, which is 1 month after, I think, the 1st of May.
And we all...
Oh, not May, I think it's March, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the second thing, the commission is supposed to, shall, this is the law say, where upon examination under subsection 1, the commission is satisfied that a declaration has been fully made, it shall, yeah, that's it, uh-huh. It shall publish a summary of that declaration in the Gazette. So if they receive one declaration that they think satisfy what the law requires, they are supposed to publish that declaration in the Gazette. And they don't do that.
No.
Yeah.
So even the commission itself, and all who served as these commissioners over on the commission, chairpersons over the years, wasn't following the law itself. So this new one, he just started, and he ain't following the law.
Yep.
So it's just a total waste of time.
Absolutely.
Because I haven't even sure if these people has even read the law, who they appoint to these commissions, if they even take time to even read what the law say and see what their authority is. Because the law gives you the authority as the commission. So shall, the word is shall publish. Not everybody, you know, the ones that you satisfy, that meet the criteria, okay? So the ones that commission who make a declaration, once the commission satisfies the law saying this, they're supposed to publish that declaration. That's an individual declaration. So if you only get one which would satisfy the commission,
so listen, I got you. So I wonder if they print nothing, is it fair for us to just conclude that the commission was not satisfied with any of the declarations.
And then other parts of the law are supposed to kick in.
Yeah.
Is it?
Absolutely.
So this is a well, only part of this law, what they need to get rid of is that a prime minister or the opposition leader can make the referral to the commissioner of police. No, the attorney general's office.
I got you right.
That's the part of the law they need to get rid of.
Yeah.
Because none of them been talking on their party members from this thing.
Listen, I beat goatskin drum all my life. I ain't never blown a whistle.
But see, if that person, even that commercial, I don't like that too tough. Because even if you're a serious drummer, you love a whistle too in jungle.
Ah, there you go. There you go. Right?
So they need to fix that commercial.
Yes,
every
sir.
Every time I hear that, that is irritating me.
I got you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay.
Have a great day. Got another caller on the line. Let's do this quickly. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Did I miss you, caller?
I'm good morning, Evan. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Good, man. That my friend made a good contribution while ago. Evan.
Yes.
Let me ask you and the guest something.
Mm-hmm.
Who they swear allegiance to?
The Queen.
And who? And who else?
Me, because I'm one of her successors and heirs.
Heirs and successors.
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
You know, I keep telling you all, these politicians and these civil servants, they don't like no behemoth. They don't like me. They don't like my children, my grandchildren. See if we can fix this come 26 or 2027, that the whole middle school, go up and move them first. And we can put the real behemoths there. And when I say real behemoths, I talk about the 1972 behemoths who ain't friendly with no foreigners like that, who, you know, who ain't gonna like it. He didn't cuss us and talk us and call us dumb and stupid and homophobic and all kind of nonsense. We can put the real behemoth people there. And guess what? They ain't give them no pension. If they owe land tax, if they divided the houses, we can get corners away and they can pay the land taxes. See, this food in this country needs to stop. It needs to stop. And by law, that's 2 years in jail and $10,000 fine in them. I didn't need to stop, Evan. They think me and people are stupid.
Listen, 2 years in jail, Mr. Cooper, I need you to go and...
You need to resign. I can't take my call.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Even though you put me on the list of people who may not be here after you all right side the country, sometimes I get a little concerned that I may not make the cut, you know? But that's why we're going to play this game show today. Let's go to a...
If you'd like to make a call, please...
Producer, let's go to a break. And when we get back from the break, we take that last call. And then we got to play the How Bahamian Are You game show, where I have to ask Mr. Cecil Nuri the most important question. Emancipation Day celebration or Fox Hill Day celebration?
Wow, that's deep.
Oh, yeah.
That's deep.
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. May the 4th be with you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.J., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Here comes the king of the south.
You
Good. Yawning this morning. Welcome back. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Swing, 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 swing.
The King of the South, Avi. Look here, look here, look here. So I am of the age, I'm in the age group, right? Where I grew
being old?
Yeah. I grew up with KB, right? Yes. Like, I didn't grow up with Eddie Minnis like that.
No.
I grew up with his music, but not like contemporary.
Yes.
But it's something about that dirty Nagua rake.
Mm-hmm.
The rake and scrape of this, that era, the Avi era, and then Ancient Man coming in.
Mm-hmm.
That resurgence of rake and scrape.
Rake and scrape. Celebratory type thing.
Yeah, Ancient Man and Avi, they really did a thing. And then, I learned about Stilete.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized Stilete was always there.
Yeah.
Always there, you know, King of the Festival.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like my generation there. Mm-hmm. And so many new young rake and scrape artists, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't ever want them to feel like I don't rate them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just sort of stuck in this little era right there, like Blame It on the Water,
yes,
by Avi, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even I Ain't Going Home is new Avi,
mm-hmm,
right? Like,
mm-hmm,
I sort of stuck on that old Avi.
Mm-hmm.
But everything new Avi do, I just can't help myself.
Mm-hmm.
You got to love it. So I guess that's the first question. We are playing How Bahamian Are You game show. The game where there are no wrong answers, unless, of course, the answer is Johnny Bread. I don't care, that's the wrong answer.
That's the wrong answer?
Yeah.
Can't be no Johnny Bread.
I mean, it could be right, but it's just the wrong answer.
Yeah.
So, rake and scrape or junk canoe?
You asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Now, the audience, y'all could call in, y'all could text in your answers as well. Agree with us, disagree with us. Remember, I went to QC. See, that caller before, the point that he made, you know, about national identity,
mm-hmm,
and the national voice in politics, right? Mm-hmm. About foreigners. I realize I got a paternal grandfather from Barbados and a maternal grandfather from Turks and Caicos, really from Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they make me scared because I feel like they're talking about me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to QC. That you know, separates me,
yes,
from the culture a little bit more.
You're bougie.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. It's awkward sandals, mm-hmm, bougie. But, you know, it's important for me to entrench myself in my own culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so, to the audience, and to me and to you, rake and scrape or junk canoe?
I like rake and scrape.
I for some reason, I
like my music with words.
Ah,
junk canoe has no words.
That's it right there. So my favorite part of junk canoe, when I'm not Russian, is when they playing a song I know the words to.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're doing a cover of something, because, mm-hmm, I could sing along.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people, we talk about it constantly on air, numerous conversations on various Guardian platforms. One of the difficulties with junk canoe being recognized on the global platform, mm-hmm, is because it don't have no lyrics.
Yes, need no words, need
right.
the words.
And so it wasn't until I started Russian myself with Spirit, the greatest scrap group in the history of junk canoe white people in the whole world,
mm-hmm,
that I really, like, my appreciation for junk canoe match my appreciation for rake and scrape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I got on B,
mm-hmm,
it's just a different experience. But back to that first question, perhaps one of the most important questions for our development:
mm-hmm,
Emancipation Day or Fox Hill Day celebration?
Emancipation Day.
That's yours.
Yes.
But you from Fox Hill?
Yeah, I understand. We got to understand what Fox Hill Day means. It's a community celebration, right? Whereas Emancipation is a national celebration and it includes Fox Hill. It is monumentous where it evokes emotions and spirit and it tells a tale of future and movement. And Fox Hill Day doesn't necessarily do that. It's a celebratory time where we come together and commune, but not necessarily have a subject or a core avenue or aspect to celebrate.
Right. Because, like, sometimes I look at the two of them and I see junk canoe on bay and junk canoe practice. Right? And that the state continues to sort of, not co-op, but take over.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The planning and the, you know, of these national events.
Yes.
And
yes,
they take on the agenda, the political narrative.
Yes.
And then I feel like people will then go to a Fox Hill Day to feel like they're having a more authentic celebration,
yes,
a more rootsy, more local, mm-hmm, celebration. Same thing with junk canoe. People are going to junk canoe practice now to have what they feel is a more authentic, a closer connection to the Junkanoo versus Bay Street. Mm-hmm. But right now, people claiming anything, clinging to anything. We just want Junkanoo. Perhaps a very important political question, baggy or cup?
I like baggy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the idea I can burst a hole inside it and suck.
Yeah. I like baggy because you could hold it. I mean, you could hold the cup too, but baggy, you could just hold it.
And yeah, and you
feel
hands.
It and yes. grip it mm-hmm. and keep your hand cool, cool, cool. Mm-hmm. I think the cup is just too fancy. Mm-hmm. Now, baggy is easy to make in your freezer. Cup is more difficult. You need more space.
True. But then you must also appreciate that you got to turn over the cup, put it upside down in order to bite it. That's messy.
Well, that is...
Because I eat my cup from bottom up.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I feel you. Yeah. If you don't let it melt a little bit. And because cup is like... and baggy is like avocado. Mm. It could be ripe, ripe, ripe. And then for 30 seconds... I mean, it could be green, green, green. 30 seconds is ripe. And then it's spoiled. Mm-hmm. Same thing with baggy and cup. That could melt on you dead quick. Yeah. All right. Another question. Baked crab or crab and dough?
I don't like crab.
I think we're going to have to end the show with that song, Crab Crawling.
We need to go on commercial break. Yeah, that's a revelation.
You don't like crab?
I like the rice, but I'd move the
like
crab
the flavor
on the
rice.
Yeah, I'd move the crab on the side.
So you think a crab should sacrifice his whole life just so you would have
flavor.
Some flavor?
Yeah, I like flavor.
That's what y'all believe about Bahamian women too, you know.
And I just never appreciate that crab and dough because I can't dip my bread in that stuff.
Yeah.
I know that stuff is.
Don't relive it.
Yeah.
Okay, so... So I can give you a buy. What is your favorite Bahamian fruit?
Avocado pear. You don't consider that a fruit? Would you call it a
I mean, technically, it is a fruit. Yeah, it is definitely a fruit. Nobody could beat you.
Yes, that's my avocado pear. That's my favorite fruit.
I mean, what school are you going to? see. Okay, what fruit or fruit-based dessert, pastry, drink, or confection best describes the Bahamas?
Plantain. I like a fried plantain. That's sweet, right?
Yeah. And it has little seeds.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. Now, plantain or hog banana?
No, I still like plantain. I can eat plantain.
You definitely...
No, I really like plantain. I eat plantain with everything.
You can't be a Caribbean person if you don't like plantain. I'm just telling you. You could be white or black, if you don't like plantain, you out. Mm. But I'm a sophisticated, I'm a little bougie. Mm-hmm. I like hog, banana, or nothing. In fact, you could take all your plantain and fry me up some semi-ripe, half-ripe hog banana. And in fact, I want to say to all of the people who are trying to make sushi to add a Caribbean flair or Bahamian flair to it, you can't put big, fat, overripe plantain fried in your sushi. Mm. You got to get a nice semi-ripe, just ripe. I prefer hog banana. Mm-hmm. But so you got the tang in it, and you got a mandolin it, and then you got to deep fry it, and then you got to put it inside the roll like you would wrap a spear of asparagus. That's how you got to do it, man.
Okay, chef.
Yeah, man. Anyway, guys, because you can't diss plantain if you're Caribbean, so I ain't going that far. Mm. But I don't think it belong in sushi the way people are putting it in sushi. Somebody say, if he ain't picked Fox Hill Day, he ain't born on Fox Hill. He just grew up there. He is what the Bimini people call driftwood. Mm. Boy, I ain't going down to Bimini.
Seaweed.
Somebody say, I ain't eating no crab fat that's not fried in rice or soup.
There you go.
Dear young Bahamian people, you want to make $1 billion? And be able to afford to pay me my consultancy fee, let us start a lobster fat and a crab fat industry.
Think money in that?
Yes. How do I know? Because there are people doing it on a small scale now and they're not saying anything because they're making money. I don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. I just know that they're doing it. Right? Remember, I beat goatskin drum all my life.
Not blow whistles.
Right. But... We're looking to the future, young people. Don't be limited by the imagination of the merchant class or political class. Somebody say your example was bad because people love chicken. Ain't nothing could stop them from eating chicken.
I like chicken too.
Yeah.
I love chicken. Okay. And watermelon. That's my two favorite.
Yeah, we gotta love watermelon is super good for you.
Yes.
So you may not even like it, you're just craving it. Okay, another question. Porter's Key or Arawaki?
That's deep. They both have different flavors and different cultural norms. Mm-hmm. I like Porter's Key. I like being under the dock. It's smaller. The food tastes different. Their fish is a different taste than awaki.
Yeah.
But I love what awaki represents. It represents the best of what we are in, as the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. The place for Bahamian food is definitely awaki.
Yeah.
So I'd be tricks in between.
Portiski or Montague Ramp?
Portiski.
You definitely Texas. He ain't from the East.
Yeah, but Montague Ramp, you know, I don't like the rawness of the fish. That smell is getting me.
I got you. But that's how it smells. You get used to that.
And plus, y'all don't have no dry conch.
This is the thing. See? Dear Montague Ramp, it's time to get that dry conch there out there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Dickies suit or linen suit? What is the official uniform of the Bahamian man? I need to know because I may need to get a backup husband.
It all depends on where you're going. If you're going to a funeral, it'll be the linen suit.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're going to work or hanging out, it'll be the dickie pants.
Now, listen, I went to a wedding where someone who was performing in the wedding, they gave a toast,
yes,
wore a matching dickie suit with accessories.
No.
Yes, pressed, fresh.
Oh, with the line? The pant line?
Is yes.
Oh, Lord, no.
Press, fresh.
What type of shoe?
I think he had on, not dress shoes.
Oh, pretty
I mean, they matched the dickie suit and they were clean.
I was concerned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what I find is that the linen suit is the official, like if you are 45 and older,
yes,
that is the official man
yes
suit. You could put on a suit and tie, but you're bougie, you're disconnected from your culture.
Mm-hmm.
White linen suit or nothing. Okay. Gin and coconut water or rum and coke?
Mind you, I love a good sky juice and gully wash.
Yeah, yeah.
I really like a gully wash. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to drink alcohol, so I don't know.
You don't have to have alcohol in your gully wash.
For real?
No, you just need the coconut water.
Well, I can make it at milk home. Every time I go, they just put the alcohol in it.
Have a virgin scully wash.
Listen, and these guys are very good. The way that they make it is you can't taste the alcohol in it. Mm-hmm. You cannot properly assess how much alcohol
yes
is in it. I have to get a special permit to England. Chicken in the bag or conch snack?
Chicken in the bag.
Why?
Because some conchs be hard and rubbery, you know?
Yeah.
But there's a place near what do you call the place where they do the dogs?
Humane Society.
Humane Society has the
hold
best.
Hold on, she's still there? Hold on, she's still there?
Oh,
boy, let me pause.
It is
10:59, and I just want to say to all them people on Facebook who say that woman in Chippingham closed down and gone somewhere else.
It's beautiful.
You are a liar, and the devil is not pleased. It's even he is not pleased.
Beautiful.
How do you protect? Look here, there's a shortage on conch, so you tell the people the place closed down, but you know the place still open.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And you go get your conch every day.
Right. Tender. I can just say tender.
Look at where I go and when I leave here. Okay, another text. I purchased a container full of crab fat alone for $5.
That's a good price.
It's out there. It's out there.
Happy birthday again, Aaron.
Yeah, man. Thank you. We are almost all out of time. Cecil, aloe or Sarah C?
Both taste bad. But I can drink Sarah C with milk and sugar.
You just put milk and sugar in your Sarah C?
Man, if I can drink tea, that's a problem.
Producer call? Keep immigration on the line. What?
Yes, man.
You put milk and sugar in Sarah C?
Milk and sugar inside my Sarah C.
Man, look here. Just as we go, Maria Govan, the Bahamian, Greek Bahamian filmmaker, and I went into Gunzi Village in the Surinamese interior, the rainforest.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't take any malaria pills.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, we got a nice little bush remedy that works because this is not the deadly malaria.
Mm-hmm.
You take this, you wouldn't have to take the pills for a month after your trip.
Mm-hmm.
They boil up the tea. Maria Govan and I sat there. Maria went first. She take the pot and horse back it.
Hold it.
The people in the village look at this little Greek white Bahamian girl and say, what? And the two of us look at them and say, listen, y'all must not have ever had Sarah C or aloe. Because this don't come close to the bitterness our parents force down our throat every other day. Look here. To be a Bahamian is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Wherever you are in the world, enjoy yourself. Represent yourself in your country. Like I'm going to do today in your tamarind tree. Don't mind me when you find me there. Got to go. Thank you, Cecil. Thank you, Bahamas. Thank you to the texters. We're supposed to do a giveaway today. We got to do the giveaway tomorrow.
Yes.
You're going to enjoy it. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM is up next. And then a lively day of lively discussion. Be safe out there, Bahamas.
Yeah, man.
Each day I do to buy home from school. climb the highest tree just to pick mango for you. Gave you my jacket when you said you was cool. Even took the blame for you one time I got schooled. Oh, did I need all the food? And did I drink on the rum sweet? We can strictly dance all night long to the sounds of the ancient man. Now you done blow your candle, you done open all your gift. We done sing a happy pretty, and you done make a pretty wish.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.